Well, welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Fanny Lumsden. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Now, you just said to me off air that you are on the road. You're in Dubbo and you're en route to Gympie for the Music Muster, where you're obviously one of the headline acts. When can people hear you at Gympie, Fanny?
So we will be hitting the main stage at 1:15 on Friday.
Right.
With the full band, which we're really excited about. And then we're also playing it on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Grove in a Songwriters Round, and then also at 4 p.m. with the full band. So it should be fun.
Yeah, look, I love Gympie. I love the fact that it's got a range of different activities, and the, you know, the songwriters area is really fascinating to hear how people write songs, and rather than just sitting and being entertained, you can ask questions. So Gympie's got, I don't know how many stages this year, 6 or 7?
Yeah, something like, I think it's 6 or 7. It's
huge.
Really exciting. And there's so much, there's such a variety of acts. And yeah, it's amazing. We went the last year for the first time and we had such a ball. So we're stoked to be coming back again.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you very kindly allowed us to play one of your tracks, which we'll do on the show. But for people who perhaps don't know you, how would you describe yourself, Fanny?
Someone who drives a lot of kilometres and plays music.
Yeah. No, I mean musically, like when you open your mouth, what comes out? Is it blues or what is it?
My music is kind of, I suppose it's, you know, it is country music, but, you know, I'm inspired by a huge range of music. So it's kind of, we kind of call it like alt country, modern Australiana music.
Oh, well, it's nice to have an alt something, unless you're Donald Trump. He's got alt everything.
Well, that's right. So maybe we should take that part away.
So how long have you...
Music.
Exactly. How long have you been kicking around the music scene, Fanny?
I've been playing music my whole life. I've been touring with my band, The Thrill Seekers, since about 2012.
Mm-hmm.
2012. But I came into the country scene only a couple of years ago when we put our debut record out, Small Town Big Shot, in 2015. And
right.
We kind of really amped things up in the country scene, which is great. But, yeah, we've been playing around for a little while now.
So prior to country, what style would you say you were engaged in?
Oh, we were also playing the same songs, the same right. music, but we were just kind of in a different community, I suppose. And we were playing more in the folk and kind of indie community.
Yeah. There's nuances.
And but like also... Sorry?
I was just going to say there are nuances of country music, aren't there? It wasn't all that fashionable for a while.
It's a big church country music.
Yeah, it is. It is. I was commenting to a colleague here that the events that around country music are all fantastically family friendly, and the people are all friendly to each other. No one gets drunk and picks a fight. It's just something about the genre.
Yeah, it's really kind of inclusive, and I suppose it has its roots in, you know, storytelling in people's homes and, you know, on people's porches and stuff like that. And I think that, you know, maybe because of the cultural kind of inclusion of, you know, and it kind of makes it, you know, significant to continue that now. And I really love it. We do these shows all year called the Country Halls Tour, where we play. We're about to start our 6th Country Halls Tour in September, where we play in little halls all over the countryside. And, you know, those shows are kids to grandma. Everybody's there. The whole community comes out. And, you know, that's why I love them so much.
It's just
so much fun.
What's your smallest audience in one of the country halls? It'd probably be less than 100, would it?
Yeah. Some of the, like, so we, they usually all, they all sold out last year. We did 13 halls this year. We had 40 halls apply this year to be a part of it.
Right.
And we're just doing over 30 of them between September and March. I think the smallest capacity of the hall was 120 last year. So we squeezed them all into this tiny hall. It was very squashy.
Oh, well, I think it's great that you do that. There are probably some performers who wouldn't get out of bed for 120 listeners.
Well, they're missing out because we just have a ball.
I bet you do. I bet you do. So who are the artists globally who influence you, Fanny?
I'm influenced by a huge range, and, you know, it's always fluctuating and always changing. And, like, I grew up with, you know, my mum's very classical music-based, and we all learnt like classical piano and different things. And then my dad loved country music, and he writes poetry as well, bush poetry and country music as well. So then... but, you know, recently, in kind of recent years, some artists that I really have, like, been, like, loving listening to, like, I love John Prine, I love Darren Hanlon, who's an Australian artist. He's just an incredible lyricist. I think like Paul Kelly, and I love Dolly Parton. I love there's this great band from the US called Lake Street Dive, which I've been loving this year. They're just a really fun, amazing live, and yeah, so huge range. I think I try not to stay too stuck in a corner because I like to kind of make sure that my I'm taking in a really kind of wide range of sounds, and so that I'm not limiting myself in songwriting.
Fantastic. And what are you, have you got ambitions to maybe do Nashville or anything, you know, beyond Australia? What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, look, I'm not gagging to get to Nashville as my first port of call overseas necessarily. Like, surely if the opportunity came up, we'll definitely take it. But, I'm really interested in taking, maybe doing a Canadian tour. Also, like, Europe and the UK. And, even there's really great stuff happening in Japan. So, I'm not just going to go straight for that kind of mecca immediately, but, if it did come up, I definitely wouldn't say no.
I'm interested you talk about Japan. Is there a reasonable following for a country and your type of music in Japan?
Yeah. Pete Dennehy is a great artist. He has been touring there for a few years now, and this is a fantastic kind of like underground bluegrass and country following there, and he tours there a couple of times a year, I think, and it's a fascinating way, and they're like a fantastic way to get to know other cultures as well, I think. And we've just been doing that in Australia alone, like driving literally for the last 14, 15 months all over the country. I think we just clicked over 90 something thousand kilometers in our little car and tiny Pop Top Miller caravan, 1978. I'm sitting in the caravan right now, actually, on the side of the road. I think music's just a fantastic way to see the world and see Australia and learn about different cultures and areas.
There's plenty of Australia for you to tour, I guess, before you need to venture offshore. But that does sound fascinating. I was going to ask you how you accommodating yourself up at Gympie, because I went up there a couple of years ago in a pup tent. Big mistake. I could write on the wall in the morning with the ice that had accumulated. But look, one small issue. It was a great event. I really enjoyed it. I'd love to go back again if I can find a warm way of doing it. But
you need a little van.
I do. I need a Winnebago with air conditioning, I think is the truth. But anyway, so Fanny, who are you Who are you looking forward to seeing at Gympie this year? You've obviously got a few boxes marked for groups you want to check out.
Yeah, definitely. These kind of festivals are so fun for us because it's kind of a chance for us to catch up with all our friends, which is really exciting, and see each other play. Because most of the time, we all pass like ships in the night out there touring, and you don't get to actually see your friends play. So, there's obviously, I'm excited to catch up with Catherine Britt and Amber again because I've just done a tour with them. I'm excited to see an artist called Freya Hollick. She's from Norway, and she started kind of touring a lot more, and I haven't seen her play yet. And then obviously Busney Maru, they're going to be playing after us on the main stage. Jessica Malboy's playing. That's exciting.
Wow. Well, it sounds good. Now,
I could keep going all
you
night.
Could. Yeah, sounds like you might too. Are you going to go into the line dancing area?
Oh, I might give that a crack.
Well, there's certainly plenty of opportunity for people who like a variety of country, bluegrass and the whole lot. So, Fanny, I really wish you well up there in your gig or gigs, and I hope people get along. The Gympie Music Muster starts on, I think it starts on the 24th and goes through to the 27th. So that's at the Armamoor Creek State Forest. It's a beautiful environment up there, and they take everything in. What you see up there has all been brought in and erected. Looks like an old homestead in some ways, but an old farm, but it all goes in and all comes out. So for people who want to check it out, it's www.muster.com.au. Fanny Lumsden, thanks so much for talking to Travel Writers Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
We did 60,000 clicks with the windows down. Yeah, we took the long way around. We took the long way around. endless roads and Chico roads and white lines, gay times and a whole lot of speed and fun. Oh, don't worry, my rap ain't a long time. Heartland, homeland, wasteland, sugar pines. Roll on, roll on, yes, Red Dirt Road, roll on. Red Dirt Road, you've got my heart, you've got my soul.
To the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.